Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Loredana Bruno from Colored Soul Yoga and Wellness.
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's cool that you're here.
Yeah.
So let's talk for a second. Like, what were you doing before you got into the yoga business?
Oh my gosh, lots of things.
Really?
Yeah. I was in a very high paying executive job.
No way. Yeah. So you're one of those like, let's pull the shoot on corporate life.
Yeah.
I want to hear that story.
It's so, kind of a typical story, but I think the most important thing to know about that story is like, things always move in a divine way. And so I had the best job. It's actually the job I fought for all my life.
Really?
Yeah. I was working for a watch company and I was a country manager for Canada. But then they reorganized and I lost my job.
Oh.
Yeah. And then somebody just said, start taking some yoga classes and you'll find a new direction.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the yoga classes probably chilled you out at the time that would have otherwise been kind of stressful for you.
Yep.
And then what? You just fell in love with yoga?
Then I fell in love with an interesting, you know, to really even take this story deeper, the place that I found myself owning this business is the same studio that I took my first yoga class.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
That's so kind of deep.
Things come full circle.
They do. Yeah. And you say it's divine intervention.
I do. Yeah. I do believe it's divine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay. So you do cool things every day that benefit you, but they benefit your members and customers. Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about the studio. Like what do you guys do differently there than say other studios in Toronto?
Yeah, that's a really great question. The most important thing is we are driving humans back to themselves. And that takes a lot of connection. Our movement classes are oriented around strength-based, but we offer nervous system regulation as well and community. So that's kind of our pillars. We focus on a boutique style experience so that clients feel like they're transforming in their practice. And that same transformational experience I had, I want others to experience. So our class sizes are small, 9 is our max. Generally, we serve about 4 to 6 clients per class. And we make it a point of getting to know each client and their unique journey and supporting them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that most people who try yoga are doing it not just to get fit or stay fit. There's something else. Mm-hmm. There's an emotional desire for peace, for wellness. Do you find that?
I'm glad you said that because joy and peace, in my opinion, are inseparable. Like, in order to have peace, you have to have joy. In order for joy to exist, peace must exist. So we actually drive those two elements together because we know that if we can bring peace to our clients, they'll automatically find joy. Or if we can tap in some joy, we know that they'll automatically find peace.
Right.
So it is a journey, and that journey can sometimes have waves of emotion, but you have to move through emotion and sensations as well in your body to expedite or experience a healing result, a lasting healing result of joy and peace, which I believe are fundamentally required to start a journey of healing.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing because like how fulfilling does that feel for you that every day these people that come to you, like you're not just helping them get stronger.
Yeah.
Like you are, but not just physically, but like emotionally as well.
It's one of the most profound things I do as a person who guides movement is to understand that we're using different elements of the being to bring them back into themselves. So there are clients that respond to physical strength first. So we just use that as the vehicle. There are others who really want the connection piece inward. So we'll use that as a way to kind of build meditation and strengthen themselves there. So strength can be perceived in many ways. The really key thing about Colored Soul, it is about the soul, which we see as unique. Hence the word colored.
Right.
We see every person as our only client. That's the client we're serving. And we're not throwing a practice or even all of our wellness services. They're all, like our osteopathy, physiotherapy, they're all geared around supporting the person as a whole person and not a blanket experience.
I think sometimes in the healthcare system, issues get siloed, right? So it's like, I have this, but then, you know, you talk to somebody else and they're not asking about the big picture.
Yes.
Like putting all the silos together and having like a holistic vision of an individual.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like you guys are trying to take a full picture perspective.
Yeah. Giving the individual autonomy back, an autonomy, not in an outward experience, but in an inward experience, that sensibility of knowing oneself from the inside out actually makes us better human beings in the world, where we can all live again with joy and peace.
Right.
We go from the inside out.
That's fascinating. Okay. So your clients must love you guys. Like, you must have some pretty happy members.
Yeah.
They must say some nice things about you too.
Well, to circle back to your initial question, at the end of every class, I actually need a moment to embrace the profound experience I've just extended to our clients, because I'm seeing the practice happen before my very own eyes. And as we are a studio that focuses on the individual, it's quite amazing to know that you have this number of people in your room, but I can still see each person's individual experience. And I think that's what makes us really unique as a yoga studio. You know, it's not a numbers game for us, it's an individual game.
But it's still a business.
So you still need to
run it like a business and profit. But it's, your business is helping you, but it's also helping other people,
mm-hmm.
which is unlike other businesses, mm-hmm. which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really interesting. So you're making people feel better on a number of different levels,
mm-hmm.
physically and emotionally, spiritually too, I would assume.
Yes, spiritually as well. We support everyone in their spiritual journey. My personal beliefs are that spirituality starts within. And so by guiding individuals how to find those sensibilities, we're so outward because of technology, we've driven ourselves into an outward sensibility. We kind of have to fine tune our ability to get back to that inward connection. And it's a frequency as well. We've just lost the frequency. So
we're tapping into an outward frequency, something that's being influenced by what?
Phones,
cell phone, social media.
Yeah, just the way we live our lives these days, we're very externally driven.
Yep.
Even the pace of our lives is a very external experience.
And is that frequency higher or lower than the one that you're trying to achieve?
It's lower.
That's a lower frequency. So
yeah.
the peaceful, joyful frequency that you're trying to achieve is a higher frequency?
It's a much higher frequency.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is why when we're asking individuals who are in a low frequency, like some of our more challenging classes, believe it or not, are yin class and the restorative class, because we're asking people to be still.
Right.
So being in that low frequency and asking clients to kind of elevate themselves into the higher frequency can be a challenge.
How do you do it? So your body is still.
Yeah,
trying to move up in frequency.
Absolutely. So you target either the heart or the mind, because they're cyclical. And so I kind of read the room and I can sort of sense in the room who's kind of more headspace at the moment and who's more heart spaced. And I try and balance the two to support the journey of a higher frequency. It's a little bit of practice and time.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing this for almost 12 years.
I was going to ask how long you've been at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a long time.
Yeah. But it is a profound experience. And those that really feel the shift, even that one little bit of frequency lift makes a significant difference, where they'll either have recollections they haven't thought of before or a release that they never experienced before. Yeah, and so it's really important for me as a facilitator of this type of movement to be engaged with my community. I always ask a lot of questions at the end of a class, kind of kind of gather or ascertain what their experience was. And I always have clients come back and tell me in an intimate way as well, like, hey, this class really touched me in this way. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. How fulfilling is that?
It's so, I've left my studio at night. I'm usually the last class, and I do that intentionally because it's the end of the day and I like to put it to close. But I have left my studio in tears, like so fulfilled that I sometimes wonder if I can capture that again in another client experience, that it feels like that's, I've already reached an ultimate experience.
Wow. Kate, I'm guessing you didn't feel that with your corporate job.
You know, it was rewarding. I really loved it, but it wasn't who I was. So this journey of getting back to the self was my personal journey as well. And I find that I am more self-aware and more comfortable in this world because of that. I now know my tolerances, my behavioral patterns, and I, you know, I'm not perfect, but I, now that I know those things, I can regulate myself a little bit better in this world than just having instant repulses or reactions to life situations.
Because oftentimes we just react.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Where are we coming from? Like, what's the space we're coming from? And I like to come from a heart-centered space. Colored Soul is a heart-centered space. In fact, it's one of our key values. But that takes us, you have to take a step back. In fact, the frequency of the heart is the highest frequency.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. More so than the mind.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is the mind can be tamed by the heart. They are cyclical. Mind will follow heart, heart follows mind. When there is a low frequency in the heart, that's when we tend to be more intellectually driven. And so sometimes we don't make the best decisions, but when we're more heart-centered, that frequency is elevated, and we start to make more compassionate decisions.
And can you train people to reach these higher levels of frequency?
Through movement, through movement, meditation, various...
When they go through their day, each day could be a little bit better than the last?
Or, absolutely.
Right? Is that that's the goal?
Exactly. It's progressive.
To help regulate your own emotions?
Yeah, and I think what's challenging for some of our new clients, because they'll approach our entity as kind of like a recreational thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very honest person in the sense that I don't want to misguide anyone, but this is a lifestyle change.
Right.
And it requires commitment. So. Yeah. 3 times a week would probably be our minimum to really start to see transformations in your life. And the practice begins when they're rolling their mat up and leaving, not while they're in the practice. Like yoga.
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it's like yoga beyond the mat is our tagline. That you take whatever's been rolled up in that mat and then you live that experience.
Wow. Okay, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is really interesting and insightful. I'm glad that you're here to talk to us about it. So for the folks listening and watching, how can they find out more about you guys?
We can be found at coloredsoultoronto.com. You'll learn all about our services, including our wellness and movement services. And we're just on the heart of the Kingsway, right at Etobicoke Royal York. You can drop by, give us a call. We're also available on Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. Right on. Well, it was really nice having you on the show,
Lorena. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. And thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see you next time on the Feel Better podcast. Bye for now.